Welcome to the Link Together podcast, a place where we unpack the connections between our faith and how it influences the way we live our daily lives. I'm your host, Bob Hegdahl, pastor for mission and outreach at Calvary Lutheran Church in Clarkston, Michigan, as well as a development pastor at our campus in Lapeer, Michigan. In each episode, we get to look through the lenses of different individuals that share how they live out their faith through their daily lives during the interview segment, Talk to the Hand. Each episode also features a spiritual snack where one word is unpacked for its faith and daily life implications. Special thanks goes out to the big presence in a small package, Kelly Rinaldi, for her unique assistance with public relations, and to Keith Van Gore, the audio whisperer. You are both appreciated. We also appreciate each of you, our listeners. We are glad that you have joined us for episode number 10. If you will, please like and subscribe to the podcast, as well as share it with others who might find it interesting. Don't forget to use social media and to tag people you think might be interested in listening to our show. It is the best way to spread the word about the Link Together podcast. Please tag me, Nomad Pastor, on Instagram and the Link Together podcast on Facebook. A new Link Together podcast generally arrives 2 times each month. The Link Together, Connecting Faith and Daily Life podcast is a ministry of Calvary Lutheran Church with campuses in Clarkston, White Lake, Pontiac, Lapeer, Pinckney, and beyond. Calvary Lutheran Church is here because you matter. At Calvary, people are invited to come as they really are and to become all that God has made them to be. We believe that we are blessed so that we may be a blessing to others, and our mission is ultimately to know Christ and to make Christ known. To find out more about Calvary Lutheran Church and all the exciting ministries, check out our webpage, calvaryinfo.org, or better yet, attend one of our weekly worship experiences, either in person or online. It is now time for the spiritual snack. The spiritual snack word for this episode is healthy. Healthy can be defined as indicative of, or conducive to, or promoting good health. It seems like most people would like to be healthy, to feel good, to be able to do things we would like to do. For many, though, being healthy can be a bit elusive. As people of faith, we often talk about being spiritually healthy. It involves a healthy mind, body, and spirit. At different points in our lives, many of us probably have struggled with having all three elements, mind, body, and spirit, being healthy at the same time. Keeping ourselves healthy is not necessarily difficult, but it does require some investment on our part, especially when it comes to maintaining a healthy body. The Bible has a few things to say about keeping our bodies healthy. The third letter to John says, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul." 1 Corinthians reminds us, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's temple dwells in you?" Wow, we are part of God's temple, and keeping ourselves as healthy as possible gives glory to God. That makes sense. When we are of spiritually healthy mind, body, and spirit, we most likely function better as gospel-sharing servants. A great example of keeping oneself healthy is by drinking water. There are times when I make sure that I drink my recommended daily water intake. And to be honest, I feel great. But then there are the lapses, the times when I don't make it a priority. Sometimes days and weeks go by before I get back on track. But when I do, I am reminded how good it feels, and then I always wonder, why did I stop? It's a question that most of us probably ask ourselves from time to time. Now, there isn't one answer. Each case is a bit different. But it does bring to light one of the aspects of maintaining a healthy mind, body, and spirit. There are going to be times in which you fall short. You don't do the things that you're supposed to do. It happens to all of us. It is, in many ways, inevitable. What ultimately matters, though, is that you get back at it. Even if you have to start again from scratch, everybody does it at one point or another. It's okay. Just get back at it. And there is good reason to get back at it. You will thank yourself. I don't know about you, but when I feel like I'm in a good position with regard to my physical health, it feels great. It turns out that science backs that up. The top three benefits of a healthy body are feeling better mentally, experiencing fewer health problems, and saving money. It's often said that eating healthy is too expensive, but when you put the cost of eating fast or easy food and partner it with the inevitable health costs of eating that way, I think that eating healthy is less expensive. If you have started to think about how you can live a most spiritually grounded physical life, but don't know where to begin, here are a couple of tips. Make just one change at a time. When it comes to living a healthy life, the most sustainable way is not jumping on an elevator and taking it to the top floor. It is much more effective to take the steps, one step at a time. Make sure you make each change small and attainable, not big changes that are unrealistic and can derail the quest for a healthy body. The small steps do add up to big steps over time. Remember, it takes time. There are no sustainable quick fixes. It probably takes minimally 1.5 times the amount of time to return to health than it did to get out of a healthy lifestyle. Yes, it does take time, but it is worth the investment. Perhaps the most important tip that was mentioned earlier. Remember, you're going to slip. You're going to succumb to temptation. The trick is not to let that stop your forward motion. Just realize that it happens and that it's going to happen, and then get back on track. Another great tip. Find someone to get healthy with. This is especially true if you have not been physically active in a while. Our Talk to the Hand guest today is going to talk about a super fun way to get more active. It's called cardio drumming, and it's a blast. I will let him explain more about that later in this episode. So take care of your physical health and be the best that you can. People care about you and want you to be as physically strong as possible. Your quality of life should improve as a result. Continue to remind yourself that you are one of God's temples and that the healthier you are, the more able you will be to spread God's love, God's message of grace, hope, forgiveness, and love. Ultimately, take care of your physical health as you are able. Do it because you matter. You matter to your family. You matter to your church family. You matter to your friends. You matter to God. And like I said, find a buddy or two to go along the journey with you because, as we like to say at Calvary, in all things, we are always better together. It's now time for what has become one of my favorite segments on the Link Together podcast, the Talk to the Hand. And our guest today is Tom Grant, and Tom is a member of Calvary, and he's part of the worship team, and he's also an amazing drummer that we're going to hear about later. Tom, welcome to the Link Together podcast, and thank you for being willing to be interviewed today.
Thank you, and good morning to you.
Thank you. So each person that we interview answers the same five questions about how they connect their life and faith together. So we always start with, can you share with our listeners just a little piece, a little slice of your story as to how you became a person of faith?
It's not unusual, like most people. I was actually born and raised actually Lutheran. German heritage, all that kind of stuff. My family grew up in Madison Heights, and we were members of a church called Prince of Glory. Grandparents helped found the church, things like that. So I was born and raised that way. And like many people, I fell away. When I went to college, I got my original degree in biology. And so science took over my life. And I remember distinctly having a question one, I think it was my freshman or sophomore year, went back home, saw a pastor at the time at the church, and it just was like, hey, so I get the Bible being a great story and making you feel good and all that kind of stuff, but do you really think Jesus lived? And keep in mind, this is the pastor that taught me kindergarten.
Right?
Yep. And he like looked at me shocked. And he goes, I couldn't be this job, be the person I am if I didn't think that. And I was like, oh, wow. And didn't really think much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me years and years later until I actually had kids myself. And I was like, you know, I need to raise my kids at least to learn this stuff and make sure. I said, and I need to really learn this stuff. I was like, yeah, I was born, raised, confirmed, all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't till I was like 42, 43, where I was actually starting to dive into the Bible myself, going to Bible studies and things like that, that it really opened up my eyes to the world. And then I realized the connection that people don't get all the time. And that's where my science background comes into play, because I'm a faculty member for a university in the computer science department.
Mm-hmm.
Is that science is actually the seeking and quest of God.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Scientists may not say that, but all they're doing is answering all those questions that are the big picture of how did this come to be? How is this possible? How do you define that? And it's all looking at, you know, the framework and the pictures around who God is. Mm-hmm. And that's when it just like popped in my head. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, my whole life I have been actually looking and seeking out God. I just didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting that, you know, science and religion, for lack of a better term, they're not necessarily on opposite poles. They work well together. If you're willing to do the research and to have an open mind and to see the connections, it's so true that what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, the simple example I always say is you look at the number pi, you know, the one that goes on forever,
mm-hmm.
and it's the only way to mathematically say what a circle is and different shapes and stuff, and you have to use – how did that just miraculously happen randomly?
Yeah, right. Yes,
you know,
exactly.
If there wasn't a hand in there, and in this case, God's hand, to make that happen, how could everything else work with? And it doesn't work without it.
Mm-hmm.
You need that really weird number.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's just all these little pieces that, oh, throughout nature, throughout everything, that it fascinates me.
No, I agree completely. And that's what it always comes to pass. What I like to say is that we always count on God working in us, through us, and sometimes despite us.
Yeah.
And, you know, taking the moments to reawaken sort of our curiosity or our interest in digging further and finding those connections, which is what Linked Together is about. It's finding connections between your faith and your daily life. So as you live today, you know, what specific ways do you see your faith affecting the way that you live your daily life? It could be at work. It could be with in your home life or with friends. So in what specific ways do you see your faith affecting the way that you live your daily life?
Well, you know, I'm a health coach as well. And a group of guys that I did not think would be this way necessarily. We work out every Wednesday evening, and it just happens to be that we're all also men of faith.
Mm.
You know, and so we actually build each other up about just the world and things. And so as we go around our daily lives, you know, we can call on each other about things and help each other lift up what needs to be lifted up and keep us strong that way, mm-hmm. which I never thought I was going to find just this random group of guys, you know, because not to say that women can't find random groups of women and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. But the thing that's nice is men of faith being together with other men of faith is just a huge, strong bond when you find it. So it's one of the things that I like, which is great because then I get to live out things. I've ended up doing Bible studies with them. Mm-hmm. We've gone on retreats, just us, backpacking, all kinds of stuff, so that we can, you know, live out our faith, which mm-hmm. has been great.
Yeah, that's so true. And so many of the people, you're our 10th guest on the Link Together podcast. So many people talked about the importance of either finding or discovering by accident, you know, a group of people to discern all this stuff with for support and for encouragement, and that's so powerful in your walk of faith to seek out and to be open to those opportunities. Like when you went into this group, you didn't go, oh, we're all going to end up being these people who go on camping trips and do Bible studies, you know.
Right,
but
exactly.
That's what evolved, and there was there was room there for that to happen. So that's really powerful. Continuing on, as you look at your life, what are the areas of your life that you wish reflected more of your faith or the person that you are to those people that you encounter on a daily basis? You know, what areas do you wish just were a little stronger in regards to your faith or the person you are with those people that you encounter?
You know, I've had good encounters and bad encounters, I'd say, and sometimes it's just I wish I knew more to be able to, you know, meet people where they are to help them understand. There was my previous job. I did have an ongoing conversation with a buddy of mine at work that was a devout, I don't know if you can say devout atheist. but it was great having the conversations with him because I don't know if I was whittling a little into him that God actually did exist, but it also helped me research and understand more. And I love those conversations. I almost wish I encountered more agnostic, atheistic people so that I could live out that outreach because I'm not judgmental of that. Because like I say, when I was in college, I don't know that I was an atheist, but I had that doubt that I like bringing that conversation and just going, hey, listen, I'm not trying to change your view, but let's talk about this. Let's just have the conversation. And I love those encounters when I have them.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's how, you know, just regular world stuff that I love to do.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I love those conversations myself. And I often say that, you know, you don't necessarily refine or deepen how you feel really about anything until you talk to someone who sort of believes the opposite. And then you have to sort of put words to how you feel or what your opinion is on something. And then if you listen with an open heart and mind to the person that you're, you know, in conversation with, you know, a lot of learning can be done on both sides. And really, as people of faith, you know, we're called to be these, you know, seed scatterers. You know, nobody has some people might have a John Deere parked in their backyard, and then you do these nice, neat rows, and you plant these seeds of faith in people. It's sort of more the biblical view that, you know, you just sort of had a sack on your side filled with seeds, and then you just sort of threw them up in the air, you know, and see what happens. And being with someone who has the opposite view of you, it doesn't necessarily even have to be, you know, an atheist versus a person of faith. It could be, you know, differences on any sort of issue. So it could be a social issue, but you don't really learn how you feel about things until you have to explain to someone else who's not buying it right. You know, why right. why you believe the way you do.
Well, it's that whole concept of steel sharpens steel. You mm-hmm. need somebody that's almost equal and opposite to make you understand your own views
exactly
as well.
Yep, for sure. For sure. So the last question that we have is one that's you know, it's interesting to me, but I think the people who have you know, set the chair as you do have also had some really interesting insights to bring. So what advice would you give to someone, you know, who wants to live their life, their faith through their daily life? They really want to do it. They have a desire to do it, but they're just not really sure where to begin. You know, what advice would you give to them if they were, you know, sort of wanting to engage in developing or deepening a life of faith, but they just don't know where to start?
Honestly, I don't remember who told me this, but it's something that at my current job, since now I work from home, it's not as important as it used to be. Mm-hmm. But somebody said, you know, have your Bible just sitting on your desk at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doesn't even matter if you ever pick it up, but it's sitting there. And mm-hmm. that just strikes up conversations.
Oh, sure.
You know, your office may have rules about those things, but I mean, if they don't, just have it there mm-hmm. and see what happens. It's a seed that's just, you just planted mm-hmm. by just having it sit there.
Right.
You know, and then you never know. Somebody may go, oh, I didn't know you believed mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just a simple, almost, you know, it's like having a stone on your desk.
Yeah.
You
sure.
know, a Petoskey stone or something. People yep. just randomly look at it and go, oh, hey, where'd you find that?
Mm-hmm.
Having the Bible just sit there sparks conversations for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are definitely curious about other people and about yeah. what they do. So to have something like that, that certainly is true when you, you know, conversations in sort of a, like I've done this in coffee shops or in restaurants where I've been working on a message or something and I'll have it there. And it's just odd. It's almost like an invitation
right.
for people to, you know, inquire, well, what's this about? I didn't realize you were this, you know, this
sure.
kind of person, or tell me more about this. And then you get to learn about them and they get to learn about you. And like we said, you know, you're planting seeds.
And just realize somebody may be, like I say, the steel sharpened shield may come at you.
Oh, sure.
Going, what yeah. do you got that for?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to be sort of prepared for that for sure. And you just be, you know, ready to say, well, this is my perspective. And
right.
you certainly have the right for your perspective. And let's talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you keep the conversation, you know, topic driven, which is what, you know, what brought you together, which was this Bible that's on your desk, and avoid sort of making it personality driven, then you can have some really, you know, really powerful conversations that way. And you could learn. And that's also a good advice to someone who's seeking, you know, if you see someone who's, for lack of a better term, sort of advertising that
right.
they are potentially a person of faith, just be curious and,
yeah.
and inquire. Because usually people of faith, when they start out, they often are nurtured or brought along by someone that they encounter who is a person of faith that can help them and lead them and guide them. So this week on our podcast, the spiritual snack word is healthy. And as we've talked about here, and as you know, have answered your questions, and then you ended with the, you know, the Bible on your desk. One of the ways that we, or the way that we always end each podcast, is to remind people that you might be the first or only Bible that some people may ever read.
Right.
So you also are helping people with their physical well-being. I know that when my sister was visiting, I brought the whole crew of six to this really, really fun way to get exercise, led by, I got to tell you, your bunch that leads it are they're so into it, and they make it so much more enjoyable because their enthusiasm as they are looking out at the people who are participating is, it's infectious. And we certainly had a blast. And so it's called cardio drumming earlier in the episode, I mentioned that that Tom's a drummer, and I got to see him drum live. So tell us a little bit about cardio drumming and how you got into it, and then how can people, if they're interested, how can they join you for a session of cardio drumming?
Yeah, so I am not a drummer. Maury is the drummer in the band. He drums.
Let's be clear.
Let's be real clear. About 5 years ago, another friend from church, Jody, dragged me over to this. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know what this is. I have no idea. And I got into this, and I went and got certified and all that kind of stuff to teach it. Cardio drumming involves a 17-gallon garden bucket, yoga ball, and drumsticks. It was actually developed by an Olympic runner who had injured her leg but needed to keep up cardio, and there was a Texas A&M study that followed actually Blondie's drummer with a heart monitor and realized that he got more cardio drumming in concerts than people do in daily life, running, jogging, whatever kind of a thing. So that's how it got developed. And so, yeah, it's a great thing. It's upbeat music. You just sit there and play kindergarten class, more or less. There's three or four or five or whatever leaders up front. You just play follow the leader on movements. It's a full body workout. You're doing squats and lunges and jumping jacks and all kinds of stuff while beating the heck out of this yoga ball. You know, which is a stress reliever too.
Sure, sure.
You know, when I first got into it, I think I popped a ball or two just because work was stressful and stuff.
Sure.
But it's a ton of fun. Like I said, I've been doing it for about 5 years now, twice a week. Right now we're teaching class over at the Waterford Rec Center on Williams Lake Road. I always want to say airport, but airport's the crossroad, I guess. And we do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30. Anybody's welcome to come join. Class right now is $1. So it's even affordable. How's that?
And you provide the pail and the ball.
And we'll provide the pail and bucket first couple times for you if you, you know, kind of a thing. It's not expensive. The pail and the bucket, you know, is $20 to get, we can get sticks for you, you know, kind of a thing. But yeah, first timers, just come out, show up, try it. It's an hour long class. But the thing that's really great about it is you can modify everything we do. And you can have zero activity during the class, or you can feel like you finished a marathon. It's really up to how much you want to put into it. And as long as you don't mind the music pumping out, you're going to sit there and have a good time.
Yeah, well, I can definitely attest to that. And right now, you're holding it outside. So it's kind of cool you can be outside.
Yeah.
And,
right now, at 88 degrees, it's pretty hot.
So if you go there and don't do anything, you're still going to sweat quite a bit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but it was just definitely a blast to be there. So you have a Facebook page where if somebody wanted to locate isn't there a cardio drumming Facebook page?
There is a Facebook page. It is what is it? It's Waterford Rec Cardio Drumming.
Yep.
Or if you know me, you can tag me on a Facebook post. I'll get you hooked up to it as well.
Great.
So
awesome. I told Pastor Jonathan that we needed to do a staff retreat there and come out and do some cardio drumming because it was so much fun. But Tom, I really appreciate your willingness to come and to sit and talk to the hand chair. And this podcast will be coming out in the next week or so. So again, thank you so much for sharing your story of faith. I really believe that people will find it interesting, and we'll take some tidbits from it. I think you planted some seeds today is what I'm ultimately saying. So thank you so much for being here, and the podcast will be out soon.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Current mission and outreach opportunities at Calvary Lutheran Church. Saturday, September 4th, as part of our commitment to our conference of churches, we have the opportunity for three or four servants to help with food distribution at Good Samaritan Lutheran Church in Pontiac at their food pantry. This is Saturday, September 4th. from 9 to noon. On September 10th, the Scamp Golf Classic is back for its 33rd year of fun and laughs. Calvary has signed up for 2 foursome teams for this event, and we need 2 more golfers. This is sure to be a wonderful day of golf, games, and prizes, culminating in a grand celebration, complete with food and festivities. This golf tournament benefits Clarkston Scamp, a 5-week summer camp for individuals with disabilities. We continue our partnership with Lighthouse of Oakland County to distribute boxes with 35 pounds of non-perishable items to our neighbors and local agencies Wednesday mornings at our Clarkston campuses. The boxes begin to be distributed around 8:30, and it goes till about noon, until individual families and local organizations drive through for curbside pickup. The Baldwin Center currently serves between 1,200 and 1,500 sandwiches per week. As part of our ongoing partnership, Calvary has a fresh new way for us to continue this very important and impactful work in the Pontiac area. Calvary contributes 300 or more sandwiches per week. To date, we have made almost 6,000 sandwiches that have gone to someone in need. The Baldwin Center reminded us that being part of this ministry is important, as the sandwich provided might be the only food their clients receive for the day. Serving opportunities are shoppers, meat slicers, sandwich makers, and packers. The cost of providing 1 week of 300 sandwiches is approximately $150. We keep the cost under 50 cents per sandwich. If you would like to help financially to offset the cost per week, please direct the donation to Hunger Ministries at Calvary. Do you like helping our neighbors with small home repairs and projects? We are looking for people interested in serving as an extension of our partnership with Clarkston Community Church. We are looking for skilled and unskilled labor for small construction and rehab projects in the Clarkston area. Generally, there are multiple projects occurring at the same time, so all levels of help are welcome. If you're interested in any of these activities or initiatives, please reach out to Pastor Bob Hegdahl at 313-384-9659 or bhegdahl at calvary-lutheran.org. You can also sign up for many of these through our website, calvaryinfo.org. Well, there you have it, episode number 10. And until next time, remember and be reminded that you might be the first or only Bible that some people may ever read. Thank you for listening.